This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, October 14th. Well, I hope you're getting used to this up, down stock market action. That's why I want you to buy in dips and sell in the strength, because that's the ride we're on. There's always unscrupulous people out there trying to scare you, spook you out of stocks just before good earnings come out. And I don't recommend that at all. I recommend you let the earnings come out and drop kick and drive your stocks higher. So earnings are coming in better than expected. This week is financials, and the big financial stocks like Goldman, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo have already beat. Goldman and J.P. Morgan's earnings surprises were especially impressive. They were mostly derived from investment banking revenue, okay? There's a lot of deals being done. When we dig into the details, I noticed that J.P. Morgan posted a credit loss of $3.4 billion on the third quarter for bad loans, and they allocated another $810 billion to their loan loss reserves. So we can argue that there is a problem with the consumer. There is a problem with the bottom 50% of Americans that have a lot of debt, and that's why the Fed's got to slash rates. They got to give these people some relief. So that'll be interesting. Now, Jerome Powell is talking today, and I'm sure he's going to complain about the lack of economic data. He's not going to get the CPI or PPI. He's not going to get retail sales. He's going to complain the Fed's probably flying blind. But it's there's a lot of evidence that the labor market's weak. That's one of the Fed's mandates. So hopefully he will reiterate that we're going to have a key interest rate cut at the next Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Furthermore, Treasury yields continue to decline this week, so that's very good news. The Fed does not fight market rates. All right, a couple other things that are interesting. So this roller coaster we got on started last Friday when President Trump was very critical of Chinese President Xi. And then on Sunday, he tried to kiss and make up with China, and quote-unquote said, don't worry, it'll all be fine. And so while President Trump's now gone from a bad cop to a good cop, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is remaining the bad cop. And he's basically accusing China of trying to hinder worldwide economic growth by all the restrictions on the rare earth minerals and other critical minerals that China dominates. It's interesting, Bessent said about China, he says, they are in the middle of a recession slash depression, and they are trying to export their way out of it. The problem is they're exacerbating their standing in the world. So, yeah, that's true. China's got lots of problems, okay? So President Trump is now in Egypt. Obviously, they're trying to replace conflict with commerce in the Middle East. We'll see if any deals get announced. But obviously, if peace holds, this is a monumental achievement. Obviously, it was good the hostages were returned, even though they looked pretty bad, to be honest with you. And it's been 2 years since they've been held, so they went through a horrific experience. So we'll see if we get a peace dividend. Obviously, Trump's going to have to work on Russia and Ukraine, and we'll see. Russia seems to be very annoyed that their energy infrastructure is being targeted. But it will be fascinating to see how everything unfolds. In the meantime, our best defense remains a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. You know, what the government shutdown does, what other uncertainty does, is it just focuses everybody back on what's working. So what's that? AI, data centers, a booming natural gas demand, strong demand for natural gas turbines. So I noticed yesterday when the market rebounded, those stocks led the way, okay? And although some may have profit taking now, that's okay. they're all going to have good earnings and knock it out of the park. So let's just be patient here, folks. Let the earnings do their thing. We are definitely going to have lower yields coming. It's interesting. Some people are predicting that the federal funds rate may be down only 2.5% next year. It's 4% now. So that would be good. Okay. We need that interest rate relief to really help fix the housing market, the consumers that are struggling. Obviously, this is what President Trump wants. The irony of the federal government shutdown is it's going to curtail consumer spending because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of federal workers, and they're probably uncertain, and that they don't help consumer confidence when their jobs are, teetering, or on the fence. And this whole federal government shutdown is all over, changing the healthcare benefits. Some were eliminated in the big, beautiful tax bill. So to get someone to undo the tax bill they passed, it's not going to happen. So this is going to be very interesting to watch this federal government shutdown. But right now it persists, and it slows economic growth. It creates more uncertainty, and that just makes yields go lower, makes the Fed cut more. So that's good for us, okay? So don't worry. Be happy. Please hang on. Let's have another great earnings announcement season. It's Louis Navalier.